I'm Milton Glick, along with Dr. Jerry Parsons. Forrest Appleton sitting by if we have any...
Case of emergency.
I wanted him to go over my water joy of water gardening service.
Do you have a water garden?
No, Forrest doesn't have a water
garden. Forrest is into deer gardening. Well, so he doesn't have time for goldfish.
This is something
such.
That I imagine people ought to have a water garden. Because the deer will eat the water lilies.
Mm-hmm. And drink the water, for sure.
But if you just growing fish, you could have the water garden in the front of the house.
And then the herons could eat the fish.
Yeah, well, no. Well, yeah.
And raccoons. Raccoons enjoy that, too.
That's right? The neighborhood. Yeah. But the whole purpose of this thing is the therapeutic value of water garden, right?
Right. Well, yeah, and you can see the deer out there gently drinking out of the brook.
Doing laps.
However, as I sit here now and listen to this one right behind me, it's depressing.
Well, you quit it.
It's not therapeutic.
Why?
It depresses me because...
He has to go to the toilet.
That reminds me of...
Your dry lawn?
A river.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the mountains.
Yeah.
Where it's cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I ain't there.
Yeah. Oh, quit.
Well, but if you got a good imagination, of course, at your age, maybe you lose your imagination.
Well, the problem is, older people like him, they can't sit out there very long.
like Paul Cox.
If they don't want to re-top off the water garden.
Paul Cox told me the other day that I'd helped him build up his esteem by asking him some of these
tough questions
about identifying ugly plants.
Yeah.
And I told him I lost my esteem after about the 15th 100 degree day. My esteem just went away.
I suppose that is a positive thing, to be the world's expert on ugly plants.
I think so.
Yeah. He's the king of
somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, everybody's got
a
niche.
He's good at it.
Yeah, he is good. Gray is his color, man.
Well, while Forrest is here, I want to congratulate him on answering this question.
I liked your question to the guy about what he should do with his life, or what was that?
Yeah,
that
was, we posted that buddy.
Is great.
That's on there.
That was inspiring.
I left it about 3 days thinking the jury would answer it or delete it.
Or put something in there ugly like saying, all right.
He didn't, so I took on the challenge.
You're doomed. But listen to this one. This is from Sewanee, Georgia, about shallots. I have a recipe that calls for one shallot, but they are not available at my grocery store. Nobody but Forrest would take this on. Can you give me an idea about what quantity of onions to use to replace one shallot? I believe they are a big green onion. Shallots are a big green onion.
Mild green onion.
Maryland shallots have a more delicately garlicky flavor than other cooking onions. Substitutes: green onions, white part only, or onions. One small onion equals 3 shallots plus a dash of crushed garlic.
Wow.
Man.
Can you believe that?
You're amazing. That's
wow, she writes back. Thanks for so much.
Be careful with your hand there.
Thanks for so much for getting back to me.
I can see it now. She went to her HEB or whatever their supermarket is there. And says she wants. Forrest says I need 1/3 of an onion for this recipe.
I'll add this information to my recipe so I won't forget. ! Maryland in Georgia, who is originally from Texas and knows TAMU stands for A&M, Texas, of course, the only important one.
So
she was grateful.
I didn't see this.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Like that.
She said that. Just remember that, all you people that want to substitute onions for shallots.
Right, Jerry Parsons.
Jerry.
How many?
As far as they taking the questions, it's over right now. You better put this.
How many questions a week do you answer on PlantAnswers.com?
50, 60?
No, probably.
We've lost.
Is he awake?
Well, it depends on
the time of the year.
Yeah. During the springtime, March through May, probably close to 100 a week.
Wow.
Wow.
rest of the time, maybe 60.
And he hardly offends anybody, does he?
I know it.
Well, he answers everything pretty much.
He answered one from Dale Groom to identify a plant the other day. And yeah. Dale Groom wrote back. You know Dale Groom, the one who's written all the books, and he came by here and everything.
I added to this book.
He writes back. Boy, thanks, Jerry, for answering this question. I wrote back. Forrest answered that question. If it'd been me, I'd have deleted your.
I tell you, so Dale's got his own books. We need Forrest's book.
Forrest
should write a book about dealing with gardening personalities.
Wait a minute.
Dale Groom and the others.
No, we couldn't be publishing that.